All right, now it's time to bring in Mike Causey, and it's time for a check on sports. And the Yankees live to fight another day. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, so the Dodgers wrapped up their series.
Yeah, they got the broom out against the inept Padres, who everybody thought was going to win something this year.
Boy, they just they took them to the woodshed.
Talk about choking on a chicken bone.
Yeah, they took them to the woodshed. There's no doubt about it. It's funny. I woke up. That game was still on at midnight. I woke up to go to the bathroom, and I put the TV.
What game was on at midnight?
The Dodger game.
Oh, yeah, they started late.
Yeah, so I put the TV on, right, and I came back from the bathroom just for light in the bedroom. And I came back. I left to go to the bathroom. It was a 9-3. I came back. It was 12-3.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Astro game yesterday. They laid a beating on Houston, on Oakland.
Yeah, the perennial makers now and losers are set in the American League. And that's, of course, Oakland and Minnesota. Jeez, they just...
How about Houston, though? They lose Cole.
Yeah.
They lose Verlander. They're in the ALCS. How can people complain about that team?
I don't think they should. I think it's an absolutely great statement. I think they put their they played baseball.
And I'll be nice. I'll use a nice word this morning. Fools are saying they're still cheating.
No, that.
Well, guess what? Maybe they are stealing signs. You know why? Everybody does.
Well, first of all, I don't think they're still cheating. I don't think that at all. I think that did they cheat at one time and get caught? Yes. Do I think other teams cheat? Absolutely. It happens in baseball. It happens in football. You name it. It happens. The Tour de France. I mean, you name it. Teams are so intent on getting an edge, they forget that they're playing a game and it should be decided on the field. And you're right. They should be given all the credit in the world. Look at the Red Sox this year. I'll just compare the two teams. Look at the Red Sox this year and look at Houston.
Well, Houston has a better personnel.
Yeah, but they lost two of their top pitchers, basically.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying, I mean, the Red Sox are decimated. They got nothing. They have no pitching, no hitting, no anything.
But when you lose half your starting staff, the top two?
Two All-Stars,
and you still manage to go to the division, congratulations to them.
And people are crying, oh, they're under 500.
Who cares?
They played by the rules. They got in the playoffs. That's all they had to do, and since they got in the playoffs, they're beating everybody.
Who cares? Do you think I care that the Giants were 9-7 each year?
They're a wild-card team, right?
When they won the Super Bowl? You think
I
give
about as long as you win, like Al Davis says, just win, baby.
You think I really cared that they were 9-7 and had to wait to the last week of the season to know they were in? No.
And Houston fans have to be tickled pink after all this.
Yeah, no, really.
And one more thing about the Houston series: the rat that ratted him out, Mike Fiers, however you want to say his name. You're not he's on Oakland. They played Oakland 14 times this year. You know how many innings he's pitched against Houston? How about zero? There's a reason why, folks.
But anyways, yeah, that you have to give Houston their due. And anybody says, oh, I remember Wellington Mara when they were 9-7 and they go into the Super Bowl and they were losing, and then they lost the Super Bowl. But what he said after the divisional playoff game and the championship game to go to the Super Bowl, he said, people said we were the worst 9-7 team ever to be in the playoffs. People said we're the worst 9-7 team ever go to the Super Bowl. Well, you know what? We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, a lot of teams aren't.
Yeah. So, you know, if the rules are set up, I don't care if short season, long season, whatever, and you follow the you played the game. You played the game right.
You're within the parameters of what's going on, and you're there. Yeah.
Now,
everybody else had the same opportunity as you.
Now, the Yankees in Tampa Bay are tonight?
They play tonight, yep.
And what time? That's probably 8 o'clock start.
7 or 8, probably.
Seven, yeah. Well, anyway, so...
I didn't watch football last night. I found another good show to watch. I kept flipping to the Yankee game, but as long as the Yankees are winning, I don't watch it because that's like propaganda TV when they say how good they are. But I'll be watching it. No, I won't be watching it tonight. I'm going to watch high school football. In person, with a crowd.
All right. So speaking about high school football, the Bears.
Let's pick the NFL.
The Bears beat the Bucks last night.
Yeah, I looked online and I saw Tampa Bay was beating them pretty handily. And just 2 minutes ago, I looked and I'm like, wow, the Bears came back to win.
So
don't blame Tom Brady for that too.
So you won the pick and I lost.
I didn't. We both had Tampa.
We both had Tampa. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, so let's go on to the schedule for today. You want to make your picks?
Sure. I think it's the Rams, Kansas City, and San Francisco.
So you're taking the Rams over Washington. San Francisco, who are they playing?
I don't know, some other. I'm just going by what the cat boxed, you know.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take...
San Francisco's playing Miami.
Four, yeah, okay, but it's that San
second
Francisco.
Week sister, yeah, of the East.
All right. I'm going to take... I'm going to take the Seahawks over the Vikings. I'm going to take the Saints over the Chargers.
When are they playing? That's Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. Okay, so then I'll take Seahawks over the Vikings. I'll take the Browns over the Colts. And I'll take the 49ers over the Dolphins.
All right. Yeah. You're in.
All right, so now... We got some racing to talk about this weekend?
Yeah, we got a couple. Keeneland tomorrow, eighth race, the mile and an eighth, grade two, Fayette. 10 horses line up for here. 2 horses I'm looking at down on the inside, 1 Coastal Defense. Went 2 turns first time, last time out at Churchill Downs in a $71,000 allowance race. Wired the field, drew off to win by 2. The 2-horse Captivating Moon. This horse is 0-7 on the dirt, which is, like, astounding. But he's run against some pretty good horses in some pretty big races. I think he trips out in this race, too. And I'm going to go to 1-2-2-1 exact the box in the eighth race. Horse to look out for here, coming off a layoff since May, is the 8-horse Tax, Danny Gargan's horse. This horse is a New York horse who ran in the Kentucky Derby last year. This horse broke his maiden at Keeneland back in October of 2018. That's 2 years ago. Hasn't been seen since the Oakland Handicap in May. Don't know what kind of shape this horse is in. Gargan's good off the layoff, but his morning line at 7-2 is the reason why I'm not playing this horse at a short price. So a 1-2-2-1 in the eighth race tomorrow to Fayette. That's just before 5 o'clock. The race after that is the grade one Queen Elizabeth, a mile and an eighth on the turf. We have a nice full field here as well as with 9 horses going to post. 2 horses I'm looking at in here, both closers. One is the 6-horse, Hendy Woods, trained by Mark Cassie, ridden by Julian Leperoux. This horse has a win in a second last 2 times out over less than firm turf. That storm's coming up from the Gulf to Kentucky. There's supposed to be some showers in the air in the afternoon there tomorrow. If it rains, it won't affect this horse. It might just enhance her chances. So the 6 Hendy Woods is going to be one play for me, and the other horse is the 7 Micheline. This is another horse who has run good on a less than firm turf, coming off a real nice win at Kentucky Downs in a $450,000 stakes, the Dueling Ground Oaks, going a mile and 5/16. So this horse is actually getting a cut back in distance to the mile and an eighth. Closers have been running very well on the turf course of late. Both of these horses are closers. So I'm going to go with the 7 Micheline on top and a 6-7 exact the box with the 2 French jockeys, Giroux and Leperoux.
And that is it. That's that. And of course, we've got our other picks, which Mike hates on the internet.
I don't hate. I mean, they're jinxes.
They're jinxes. You go to Robin Hood Radio.
I bet my horses. And I think I won one of them since I put them up there.
You go to Robin Hood Radio, dailybugle.com.
Yeah, I didn't send it yet, but I'll send it very shortly.
That's the type of thing.
My buddy's been late with the forms. So.
But that's the great thing about the internet pick for the weekend, though, because it can go up after we're off the air. It doesn't matter. People go to that site to get news and information all day long. So if he gets it to you late, don't worry. We could post it late without any problem. All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend. Enjoy the football game tonight you're watching.
Yeah, it should be fun. Kids enjoy to get out and blow some steam.
All right, and I'll speak to you Monday.
Yes, sir.
Take care, Mike.
Oh, yeah, Columbus Day. I'll be off, but I'll call in.
Yeah, well, you got to, because we got to find out what happened with the Yankees in Tampa. You got to get, you know, if the Yankees lose, you got to get that one good shot in there.
Well, I'm playing taps. I'm practicing all day today.
Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.